Gracias. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend fathers, my dear faithful, light of Christ, sang the deacon three times as he lifted up the reed with the three burning candles, emblematic of the adorable Trinity, shedding its light into the darkness of the world. First, when the light was created, the moon and the sun, and then when the light was recreated, our Lord and our Lady, to shine upon us as Redeemer and co-redemptrix, so that the darkness would never have a power over us again. And each time we sang with joy in our hearts, Deo Gratias. We went outside first to bless the new fire struck from flint, for Christ is the light of the world, and he sets this world alight, leaving the stone of his sepulcher. And then we came in and sang that beautiful hymn of praise, during which slowly Christ's light filled the church, the Exultet. Then after the Exultet, then there was that long last Lenten period, the 12 lessons and the prophecies and the very beautiful collects, which enable us now to finish our Lent and to finish it well. Then came the beautiful Sicut Servus, like a deer panting after the running waters. So does my soul sigh after thee, O Lord, as the clergy went to bless the baptismal font for the holy water and the baptismal water to be used during this Easter season. And then finally the litany of the saints, the hurried preparations, and then the triumph of the resurrection itself, anticipated by some, about 15 hours or so, because we're like children who can't wait anymore, and so Holy Mother Church allows us to anticipate already on Saturday at noon the joys of our Savior's resurrection, which, as Father sang in the Exultet this morning, no one knows exactly when occurred. It occurred in the secret of the night, just before the dawn. But we know that it has occurred in this church, this day, and for that we say, Light of Christ, thanks be to God. We render thanks to God as in first place, and then, of course, to each other for these beautiful ceremonies which bring with them such grace. Now, I am particularly proud, as I am each year, of our children, our school children, who have learned their ceremonies so well, and who, and this is no small feat for children today, sit so still and so quietly and so patiently throughout the long ceremonies of Holy Week. But you children should know that even though what you do is demanding, and you do it well, nevertheless, yours is actually a fairly enviable position in comparison with children of other times and of other generations. I was thinking this morning, because I came across a story I want to tell you in a moment, I was thinking this morning about my own great uncles, the brothers of my grandfather. There were 12 in that family, and my great-grandfather died when he was quite young, leaving his wife a widow with 12 children to take care of. What they did was what they did back then. The boys, when they got to about 12 years old, left school and they went to work in the mines. They were coal miners in Springfield, Illinois. And they would work all week long, beginning at the age of 12 years, for 12 hours a day in the darkness of the mine. And at the end of the week, Saturday night, they would bring their pay home. It wasn't for themselves. And they gave it to Grandmother Dolan. So with that money then, she could buy the food and keep the house for everyone. And that's how they lived. I thought of that story because I came across a story, it may be a true one, from that same era, of a boy at the age of 12 working down in the mines 12 hours a day. And he had to work in entire darkness. His job was to make sure that after the coal wagon passed through into the mine, that the doors stayed shut. So one day an older miner, feeling sorry for this boy, sitting there long hours alone in the dark, asked him if he ever wasn't sad or afraid there in the dark and all by himself for so long. And the boy smiled and he said, no, sometimes one of the miners gives me a little stump of their candle, and it burns for a while for me. And then that makes me so happy that I even sing all by myself here in the cave. And that's how we are meant to feel this day, that we sing to our risen Savior, that we have some little stump of a candle to burn in the dark, dark darkness of this world and to dispel its gloom. That is the joy of the anticipated resurrection. That is the joy of a Lent, regardless of how past, now well concluded. That is the joy of Holy Saturday. We have our little candle, and that little light burns bright. And that, in the midst of all of life's demands and sacrifices and toils, and they are many, and they will be waiting for us again after Mass or tomorrow or Monday, that is enough for us to fill our hearts with joy that our Lord is truly risen from the dead. This is the joy that I wish for all of you. A light was kindled, struck from the flint of that sepulcher, that dark morning of the first Easter, and it is a light which shall never be put out by the forces of darkness in this world. And when that light comes even a little bit close to us, and when that light burns in our hand for even a moment, my hand, how can we help but rejoice for the light of Christ? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.